You have tuned into the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report from Lissa Harris of The River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of The Other Hudson Valley. Go to theotherhudsonvalley.com or therivernewsroom.com for more information and links to the stories included here. This report is a collaboration with several Hudson Valley journalists, airing on WGXC 90.7 FM at midnight, 5, 7, and 9 a.m., and online in the audio archives at WGXC.org. La Voz, a Spanish-language news magazine covering the Hudson Valley, is translating these roundups and co-publishing them on its website in Spanish at lavoz.bard.edu.
In New York, as of Monday, April 6th, there are 130,689 cases confirmed, 8,658 new cases. Has New York State hit the apex? Case numbers are still increasing, but beginning to show signs of leveling off, Governor Andrew Cuomo said in his April 6th daily briefing. Deaths per day have held fairly steady for several days in a row. Quote, while none of this is good news, the possible flattening of the curve is better than the increase that we have seen, unquote, he said. Quote, total number of hospitalizations are down, the ICU admissions are down, and the daily intubations are down. Those are all good signs and again would suggest a possible flattening of the curve. If New York's outbreak is leveling off, it's because of social distancing measures taken by people around the state in the past few weeks. Because of the timing of the way the virus spreads, incubating for an average of 5 days and up to 14 before symptoms appear, then following a course of illness of 2 weeks or more, current hospitalization numbers reflect outbreak spread that was already baked in weeks ago. Over the next few weeks, New York's numbers on cases, deaths, and hospitalizations will show the effectiveness of statewide physical distancing efforts that are underway now. The dire phrase of the day, quote, temporary internment. New York City morgues, both permanent and temporary, have not yet exceeded their capacity, but the city is beginning to lay plans for what happens when they do. Digging temporary graves until the victims of COVID-19 can be interred in their final resting places is one solution proposed, and City Council member Mark Levine caused a furor on Twitter by suggesting that temporary interments might be held in city parks, a notion Levine later said was, quote, a contingency plan, unquote, and that Mayor Bill de Blasio and Governor Cuomo were quick to dismiss. But mass temporary graves might be dug in the Potter's Field on Hart Island, de Blasio told reporters. Last week, Reuters reported that city officials were surveying upstate cemeteries for temporary interment sites. A new study out of the University of Texas found that even in counties with just a single confirmed case, the odds are greater than 50% that an epidemic of undetected transmission is already underway. 70% of counties in the United States are likely to have an epidemic, the New York Times notes. That's probably not a surprise to readers in the Hudson Valley and Catskills, which have seen county case numbers rise from single digits into sustained growth over the past few weeks. But it might be a wake-up call for counties farther from outbreak centers that have yet to watch their case counts climb. The English Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who tested positive for COVID-19 10 days ago, is now in intensive care at St. Thomas's Hospital in London. Another federal coronavirus aid bill is in the works that may deliver more direct payments into the hands of individuals and more aid to small businesses and local governments. The Phase 4 bill could be another trillion-dollar piece of legislation, MarketWatch reports. Announced by New York State April 6th, New York on pause has been extended for at least another 2 weeks through April 29th. The maximum fine for violating the state's physical distancing protocol has been increased from $500 to $1,000. Cuomo wants local governments to start enforcing the rules more vigorously. Quote, if we are plateauing, it is because physical distancing is working, so we have to make sure the physical distancing actually continues, unquote, he said. Cuomo is asking for the USNS Comfort's 1,000 hospital beds to be made available to COVID-19 patients. Like the FEMA temporary hospital at the Javits Center, the Comfort was intended to take non-COVID-19 patients so hospitals could focus on the outbreak, but both have been largely empty, NPR reports. The Javits Center began taking COVID-19 patients last week. 802 ventilators have been distributed downstate from hospitals elsewhere in New York using the new statewide hospital coordination and equipment sharing system. Most of the ventilators went to New York City and Long Island, but a few dozen each were sent to Westchester and Rockland counties. Cuomo is calling the new hospital network the Surge and Flex system, which sounds a bit Richard Simmons. Cuomo has evidently backed off his threat to use the National Guard to redistribute ventilators from upstate hospitals and private institutions to downstate hotspots. The uproar from upstate was instantaneous, with everyone from Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin to Congressperson Antonio Delgado to the Daily Gazette editorial board speaking out. Cuomo announced April 3rd he would sign an executive order to initiate the plan, but by April 6th, the order had not been signed, and Cuomo's office would not immediately confirm whether he would do so, according to the Albany Times-Union. The state has established a first responders fund to cover child care and other costs for health care workers and others on the front lines, with an initial donation of $10 million from Blackstone. New York is partnering with Headspace, a company that publishes mediation and mindfulness content online, to give free guided meditations and other peaceful content to New Yorkers. Temporary hospitals for COVID-19 patients at the South Beach Psychiatric Center in Staten Island and Brooklyn Center are opening this week. Here are the latest reports from counties throughout the Hudson Valley and the Catskills. In Westchester County, a mobile morgue has been shipped to Valhalla to deal with the increasing number of deaths in the county, which reached 211 on April 6th. Quote, "It is not a pleasant topic to discuss," unquote, Westchester County Executive George Latimer said. Quote, "What it does do is it makes this real," unquote. The town of Rampamo, which contains several Orthodox and Hasidic Jewish communities, has banned ceremonies for the burning of shemetz, leavened items not eaten during Passover. The town, which traditionally hosts the ceremonies under the watchful eye of the fire department, cited the need to maintain physical distancing measures. The Westchester County Center is in the process of being turned into a temporary hospital, set to open sometime before April 17th, Latimer said. The hospital is expected to have 120 beds to provide assistance to those who are seeking health care. Latimer said whether the beds will be used for COVID-19 patients or hospital overflow will be the decision of the New York State Department of Health, which will be in control of the facility. An Eastchester paramedic told News 12 that calls related to COVID-19 make up 21% to 39% of his department's daily call volume. In Rockland County, they will begin enforcing state orders banning gatherings and non-essential businesses operating with civil and criminal citations, including charges punishable by jail time. The county's five-town supervisor said the move was green-lighted by the governor's office in a conference call. A tip line has been set up, and five calls about non-essential businesses operating have already come in. Clarkstown Supervisor George Homan said police plan to shut down a business by telling people to disperse and issue warnings, though disorderly conduct or other misdemeanor charges could be filed if people don't comply. The pledged enforcements come after several demands by County Executive Ed Day for the state to clarify how to enforce the mandates. The county reported Monday a total of 119 COVID-19-related deaths, nearly triple the total of just 4 days ago. All county-run parks will be closed starting 6 a.m. April 7th. Barricades will be moved to trailheads, and all scheduled events are canceled. In Orange County, the peak of cases in the Mid-Hudson Valley is expected to hit about a week after the peak in New York City, Orange County Health Commissioner Irina Gelman predicts. Deaths due to COVID-19 in Orange County have nearly doubled since April 3rd, the Times Herald Record reports. Between April 5th and April 6th, 23 county residents died of the illness, bringing the death total in the county to 76. In Dutchess County, Dutchess Tourism is launching a new initiative called Takeout Tuesdays to support local restaurants during the pandemic, as well as inform county residents as to which eateries are still open with curbside pickup and delivery options. Cousins Ale Workers in Wappingers Falls has created a new brew to encourage physical distancing. Brewmaster Aaron Brown describes the Citra Ass at Home as a smooth, light IPA with mango flavor and floral aromas and little bitterness. The brewery is taking orders for curbside pickup starting Tuesday. You can call 845-632-1319 or message them on Facebook. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro will hold a virtual town hall at 3 p.m. on April 18th as the county's on the county's Facebook page. He will give an update on the situation in Dutchess County and discuss ongoing efforts to keep the community healthy. In Putnam County, there are no major updates today. In Ulster County, County Executive Pat Ryan said that April 3rd that since April 3rd, Ulster County has seen a near 50% surge in COVID-19 hospitalizations. The county presently has only one ICU bed available and is on pace to exhaust all available beds and ventilators by the end of this week. Quote, based on our projections, we will run out of both beds and ventilators by week's end, unquote, Ryan said. Quote, I'm proud that we have been successful in the production of our own PPE and in ramping up testing through our two mobile sites, but we still have urgent needs. With lives on the line, I won't rest until we close these gaps, unquote. In the era of coronavirus, news readership is up, but newspaper revenues are down. Alden Global Capital, the infamously rapacious hedge fund that owns more than 50 daily newspapers across the country, including the Kingston Daily Freeman, laid off four News Guild union members last week, including two reporters. Shout out to the Daily Freeman's Patricia Doxey for speaking up about it. Quote, now we're four reporters who cover a county the size of Rhode Island, as well as portions of neighboring counties. All you have to do is look at our papers to see the kind of work we've been doing, unquote. On April 3rd, Ryan put a call out seeking doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals to assist in the county's response to COVID-19. In the 3 days since, more than 70 people have responded. Those interested in becoming a medical response volunteer can fill out a short questionnaire on the county's website. In Sullivan County, a sixth resident has died from COVID-19, according to the county. Catskill Regional Medical Center thanked the community in a Facebook post for donations of food and supplies and called for more donations of personal protective equipment and cleaning products. Those wishing to donate to the hospital can email wfors@ghvhs.org or call 845-333-2362. In Columbia County, about 40 people gathered for a prayer vigil outside Pine Haven Nursing and Rehabilitation in Philmont, where 17 residents have tested positive for COVID-19 and two have died. People held signs to the residents' windows as they passed, as many in the nursing home are bedridden. Residents in all three wings of the facility have been infected, but county officials said they were unaware if any staff had tested positive. The county is preparing to order test kits from a commercial supplier. The test kits will be on hand, quote, relatively soon, unquote, according to Health Department Director Jack Mabb. Columbia Memorial Health is looking for landlords or Airbnb hosts to temporarily donate rooms near its Hudson Hospital so staff can take breaks between shifts. They are currently looking for 20 rooms. Any donations are tax deductible. Those willing to help are asked to call Barbara Klassen at 518-828-8362. Hudson Police Chief Ed Moore said there's been confusion in enforcing Andrew Cuomo's orders against public gatherings. His officers generally ask groups to disperse if they see them, but Moore said he asked city leaders to come up with some way of enforcing the law, suggesting it might be a citation under city code enforcement. A new testing center on the University of Albany campus officially began testing this morning on April 6th. Appointments are required, and the site is currently prioritizing individuals among the highest risk populations. The site is located in the Colonial Quad parking lot, accessible from the main entrance to the college off Washington Avenue. In Delaware County, guidance on how to protect yourself from coronavirus has been changing fast, but we're pretty sure there's a mistake in Delaware County's latest advice. Quote, New York is now recommending that anytime you go out for necessary trips into public, you should wear gloves and a mask to protect yourself and others, unquote, the County Board of Supervisors said in a recent release. As of April 3rd, the White House and the CDC are recommending that all Americans wear cloth masks in public. But as far as we know, neither New York State nor the federal government have recommended that people wear gloves on all public errands. Some health experts think that hand washing is better and wearing gloves might just lull people into a false sense of security. They don't actually protect you unless you remember not to touch your face. Greene County did not update anything on April 6th. Schoharie County, throughout Holy Week, April 5th through 11th, the Middleburg Reformed Church is ringing its bells at 7 p.m. in a nightly pandemic call to prayer, 19 peals for COVID-19. This has been the Daily Coronavirus Report for the Catskills in the Hudson Valley from Lissa Harris of the River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of the Other Hudson Valley. Go to the River Newsroom or theotherhudsonvalley.com for more information.